Oh, it's that day. It's Friday.
There it is.
It's Friday.
I knew you'd have to get to it at some point.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, I just love it.
Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. This is the bonus hour. This is the stream of consciousness where we just kind of talk about whatever's on our mind. There's no rules. No rules during this portion of the show. The rest of it is filled with rules, but not this portion of the show.
Yeah, and I believe at 12:35 on 7:20 a.m., there is going to be a pregame show for the Chicago White Sox.
They've got a split doubleheader.
So how much time's in between?
Several hours.
What do they do? Go grab lunch?
Yeah.
Take a nap?
They grab lunch, then they all take a nap, a group nap.
Aren't doubleheaders hard for baseball players?
Yeah. There's not many of them anymore. There was a time where you saw quite a bit. Usually there'd be a couple per month, but then baseball figured out they're losing too much revenue by letting the same people sit there for two games. You got to charge them twice. So they do the split, the day-night doubleheader now.
That's no fun. Although, I got to be honest with you, I can barely make it through one whole game.
Oh, really?
Just sometimes. It depends on the weather. I love going to Guaranteed Rate Field. I love watching the White Sox.
Yeah.
But at some point, I have to go to the gift shop and get a funnel cake.
Yeah, right.
I just can't sit there, so I can't imagine sitting for two, so maybe it's a better idea.
I've done a bunch of doubleheaders in my life, and maybe it's because I love baseball so much. It flies right by for me. But I could see where, like my wife, anytime she would go to a baseball game with me, the first 7 to 8 innings were me having to convince her that there's no way there could be extra innings. Like she goes, there's no way. The score's 4-1. There's no way we could have extra innings, right? No, it's impossible. There's no way.
Well, if you go on the WGN Radio app, or you can go to WGNRadio.com, which is probably where you found us, there is, on the app, you can listen to WGN Radio 720. You can listen to WGN Extra and WGN Extra 2.
No.
And from my understanding, the other half of Steve Bertrand's Wind Trust business launch is going to be there. Then John Williams, then Rokon, since the White Sox are on the radio.
Right.
And then there's a third stream. I don't know how this is going to work.
I think you're right.
There's another stream that's going to be having the Senate Judiciary Committee meeting. They're slated to vote on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court. It's going to happen 1:30 Eastern time, which is at about 14 minutes.
Ah.
12:30 our time.
All right.
And I'm just curious. I've been kind of cruising the internet trying to find out if there's any foreshadowing as to what the vote's going to be. There are some undecided people, but he's probably going to be confirmed.
That's what it looks like right now. We'll see how it plays out, but that's kind of the way it looks like.
So was yesterday a waste of time for everyone involved?
I don't think it was a waste of time.
What did we glean from it?
I don't know that we gleaned anything from it, but both of those people's voices needed to be heard. We needed to get their sides of the story, two completely different versions of the story. I don't know what we get out of it, except everyone's mad at everybody.
I know, and I just...
That's the way it should be.
It's not the way it should be, and I know I've been whining all day.
Everyone should be mad at everybody.
I got to bring my voice down a few.
Use your inside voice, Wendy.
But I just don't know why it's like this.
Is that your inside voice? Use your outside voice, Wendy.
Oh, blow your speaker.
No, I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
But I just don't understand why it has to be political. I know it's a political issue because nominating a Supreme Court justice, is political.
Just a little.
But I just...
Right. Did you see this guy at Fox? What's his name? Kevin something. Kevin Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He tweeted something nasty.
He got let go by Fox News because he referred to the three accusers as lying skanks. When's the last time you heard anyone say the word skank?
High school?
Seriously?
But that ties in because this happened in high school.
There was a girl that one of my friends knew from Kankakee, and she was referred to as the Skankakee from Kankakee, which I thought was genius. I don't know who came up with that. That was genius.
You skank.
But that was the last time until this, because for people who don't, everyone knows what that word means, right? A loose-moraled woman.
Well, just kind of
right?
It's not necessarily.
Not loosened-moral? How would you describe a skank?
Let's look it up, because I think this is where we have varying definitions for items that come up.
A skank to me, like I grew up with that. If somebody was referred to as that, it meant that she would do just about anything with anybody.
No, a sleazy or unpleasant person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's loose. That's nowhere in the adjective. She's a skank.
Yeah. But not just loose. So what do they say? How do they describe skank? What is their term?
It is a sleazy or unpleasant person.
Well, you don't think that's kind of the same?
No.
So that woman over there, she's sleazy, but the one thing I'll say about her is she's not easy. She's sleazy, but not easy.
Who put the easy in sleazy? Sleazy doesn't necessarily mean loose morals. Really?
It's in the neighborhood, isn't it? You don't think it is?
I don't.
If somebody called you a skank, you'd be ready to fight.
They have, many times. And I just now...
Look at all the texters.
Now I'm more hurt. No, not currently.
Oh.
In my career.
No. But you would go... You don't think that means kind of the same thing?
I wouldn't... No, I would think a slut would be that.
Yeah.
I don't think a skank and a slut are the same thing.
Oh.
But a skank and a slut walked into a bar.
This would be a great game show, by the way. I know everybody likes Match Game, but I would rather watch Skank versus Slut. That's a better show.
Yeah,
see if Tom Bergeron will return my phone call. Get him to host that.
I wouldn't think skank is easy.
Time to play the game that all America's talking about.
All right.
Skank versus Slut. Here's your host, Tom Bergeron.
But what is this guy thinking, tweeting that? I mean, come on, people, use your head.
In a series of tweets on Thursday, Kevin Jackson... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm reading it from two different sources right now. Fox News has fired contributor Kevin Jackson following derogatory comments he made about the women who have accused Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. In a series of tweets on Thursday, while Kavanaugh's first accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, was testifying before a U.S. Senate committee, Jackson criticized Ford and the other women who have since come forward to accuse Kavanaugh of inappropriate sexual behavior. To hell with the notion that women must be believed no matter what, Jackson wrote in one tweet. Lying skanks is what these three women are, and we all know more. After Twitter reprimanded him for his harsh words, he responded, "That's my attitude toward liars of any gender." Fox News severed ties with Jackson several hours later, calling his remarks reprehensible. His comments on today's hearings, were reprehensible and do not reflect the values of Fox News. Jackson's tweets, however, have not yet been removed from his Twitter account.
Another problem with this hearing from yesterday is there's a woman who voices Princess Leia Organa. I almost said Organza, but that is
fabric. That's Tony Danza's sister.
Organza is a fabric, I believe.
Oh.
There is a cartoon version of it.
Of Star Wars.
Yeah, and she plays Leia. And her name is, I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for this, but I wanted to tell you, Rachel Butera.
Mm-hmm.
She put up a video, it's since been deleted on Twitter as well, mocking Ford's vocal mannerisms, specifically her slight vocal fry and her baby voice. And people are now calling for her to be removed from that Disney show. Why would you get yourself involved in something like this? What is there to make fun of? I didn't notice her voice, Dr. Ford's voice, being Valley Girl. I guess she had
a
little...
She has a very distinctive voice.
That
she
vocal
does.
Fry is where you kind of go up at the end?
Yeah.
Like that? Is that what that means?
I think so.
It's still not...
I'm just learning what skank means, Wendy, so... You're going to have to... I'm sitting this one out.
I think that being called a skank, I just believed it to mean something
else. It's a term of endearment.
No, I didn't think that.
Well, you would only call that to somebody you had deep respect for and loved. No, there's no other reason to use that sort of language.
But she was mocking Dr. Ford. People are calling on Disney on Twitter.
Oh.
Calling on... She made a video of herself. That's what's so bad. It's like, I know, like, people are instant gratification. I'm all about it. Trust me.
Yeah.
And I know that you want to be the first one to say something funny on the internet and get credit for it. But I don't see this being funny anywhere, and I think this is, again, such a sensitive topic.
So my guess is she can do, this is just a guess, she can do an impression of her, right?
Here, do you want to hear it?
I guess so.
I don't know that I want to give her.
All right, don't play it. So maybe she goes, wow, this is a voice that's in my range. I can do a version of this voice. That's fine. But with all the things that this is about, it's terrible timing to pull that voice out. So that's why we mentioned this earlier with Alexander Zelbin. How do you do this on Saturday Night Live? This is the biggest story in the country right now. They've got to address it on SNL on the season premiere on Saturday. But it's too delicate a subject matter to make fun of, almost, isn't it?
You're the funny guy.
I
hate when people say that, by the way.
Yeah.
You're the funny guy. How would you do it? You've written and stuff.
I would find some angle during Weekend Update later on in the show and throw it in there. But it'd be very hard to open the show. Although everyone's talking about this, about what happened yesterday and what is about
what
to happen.
What did happen?
Today.
I mean, seriously.
Well, you had two very different opinions of what took place years ago. And one of them is probably pretty close to being accurate. One of them couldn't be further from the truth. So you have to determine what's what. But if you're SNL, you have to address it. But
how about something
how do you make
like,
it funny?
Because Weekend Update, you do something like after the Senate Judiciary Committees yesterday, Brett Kavanaugh found himself a new endorser. Look, everybody, it's Kavanaugh time. Instead of it's Miller time or something
parody.
Like that.
That's acceptable, I guess. Yeah. Right.
I still feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for both. I feel sorry for the families of these people. I mean, it really.
But, all right. So I know you say you feel sorry for both of them, and I want to also, but one of them is lying. So if she's dragging a good guy down, a guy who's had an exemplary career, and all of a sudden everyone's challenging him, it's hard to feel sorry for her. But if he's making this up about her and he tried to attack her sexually, then how do you feel sorry for him?
That you couldn't have said it better yourself.
I want to feel sorry for both of them. They've both been through the ringer, but one of them is doing something horrible, and you can't feel sorry for that person, can you?
No, I mean, and there are shadows of a doubt on both sides to me, because her recollections, I know they're from 36 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just the main thing is her best friend not corroborating her story.
That's troublesome. There's no doubt about it. That's very troublesome.
I just don't understand it.
But as we mentioned earlier, it's very possible if this took place all these years ago, that it was such a non-event to that girl that she didn't realize what was going on, what was happening there. You know, she said her claim is that she doesn't know him and she didn't meet him, Kavanaugh.
But you could be at a party without knowing or meeting someone, too.
Yeah.
But there were only like 4 to 6 people there. So you feel at some point you'd go, oh, yeah, he was at this party, although you didn't know him then.
Right.
I don't know.
If nothing significant happened to her at that particular party 36 years ago.
It was just another guy.
Just another day, just another guy. That's it.
I guess that's true.
I mean, think about the fact that no one, I don't think anyone, they mentioned this other guy, the guy who isn't Judge and isn't PJ, and there's another guy who Ford can't remember his name, and I don't know if Kavanaugh has mentioned this guy's name, but that guy's kind of instrumental too. I don't know why they don't piece that, like they even though they're not bringing Judge in for any kind of an FBI hearing or anything like that, or an investigation, why don't they say to him, hey, this other guy, who is that guy? She can't remember his name. Do you remember his name? The worst he could say is, no, I don't remember.
Which,
but that guy could also be very instrumental.
Yes, I do agree that. And someone texted us earlier, Bill, about, you know, if she didn't know or wasn't aware, how does she know that his friend's name was PJ? Because she mentioned another person that was there called PJ.
Right. Wait, say the first part of the how does she not know what his name is?
She was recalling the story.
Right.
And how would she know that the nickname for this guy was PJ? If it didn't happen to her, how would she know this person's name that they were friends?
Oh, I think I get that.
I can't find the text, but this was earlier. And then his side, I just feel like he didn't answer the questions directly. And I believed it during the testimony when it came down to questionings. He was very defensive. He was not specifically answering questions. I found myself screaming at the TV, yes or no, yes or no. Because it wasn't a direct yes or no frequently.
Yeah, that was a strange turn of events, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why he got...
And for someone who sits on the bench, you know how to act in a courtroom. I know this wasn't a criminal trial, but you know how to act, and that wasn't it. You don't interrupt people asking you questions. It just is disrespectful. He wouldn't allow that in his courtroom.
And for a guy who wanted to paint himself as even-keeled and even-tempered, he was showing, I thought, just the opposite during that portion, you know? The prepared statement, things were going his way, and then as soon as it got to the other part, he was falling apart, I thought, anyway.
And you
know people say, I've heard people last night saying the exact opposite. The opening statement was fine, but he really proved himself during the question. I go, wait, really? Did he? Because I watched that too. I thought the exact opposite. Everyone sees, it's the craziest thing. Remember the pictures of that shirt, and some people go, oh, that's a red shirt, and other people go, oh, that's a gold shirt. Remember
that
picture?
Oh, yeah, the blue dress, the blue was blue and gold or something. Yeah. Right.
So that's a human version of this being played out, where people are watching the exact same thing and saying one thing or the other thing. It's so strange the way that happens.
I know, and I guess what bothers me the most is people's minds were made up before this even happened. So in a way...
Well, yeah... I guess they were, but didn't you go into this trying to have... I mean...
I did.
I know I did.
But the Republicans had their way of thinking, and there
they
were a couple...
And
the Democrats had their way of thinking, and that's what I mean. Despite all this, there may be a couple of people who may have flipped to the other side, but for the most part...
Yeah.
What happened yesterday did not change the outcome of this confirmation hearing, in my opinion.
Right.
And we're going to find out at any moment. We're going to find out how we can listen to this, because I'm curious to know what happens.
I am too. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then more things ahead. It's Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN. Judy, I know you have to go back to the newsroom. Just curious. If someone is referred to as a skank, what is that? Tell me a little about that person.
Who uses the term?
No, no, no.
If someone called
somebody
me
walks
a skank.
By, I wouldn't say Wendy, but Wendy said Wendy. So somebody referred to Wendy as
no,
a skank.
No.
No, not even Wendy. A fictional person.
Yes.
A woman
if you said
by.
That girl's a skank, right. What would you
How
mean?
Would you describe them?
Well, first and foremost, they have a poor character.
Yeah.
A skank.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, I know you're probably asking like about how they look, how they dress, maybe how they, but no, I think a skank is someone who's just... A bad, sleazy kind of person, woman.
It's loose-moraled or not loose-moraled?
That is not necessarily. I don't like your line of questioning,
yes,
Lev.
No, that would. Some people would use it that way. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Yes.
No.
No, but I use it. It's a really derogatory term.
Yes.
In my book, if I use it, it would be I have no respect for you as a woman.
Yeah.
That's it.
No respect for you.
But it doesn't mean
doesn't mean they sleep around?
No, inappropriate or anything.
Does it mean they're virtuous? They only sleep with someone they love?
But in my book,
Bill, those are two different things.
Yeah.
Where I grew up, and I grew up in a town called Skank Town.
Skanksville.
Skanksville.
No,
that was the name of our prison.
I totally get what you're saying. That's how, I think maybe guys, if they use this term skank, that's how they think of it.
Can a guy be a skank? Can a skunk be a skank?
What about a skink?
He could be a stank.
Dale has a skink.
That skink is a skank. I know that for a fact.
Because I didn't think it had anything to do with loose morals. Not that it couldn't, but a skank is like a... Boy, look at her. The no respect thing.
No, I get the loose morals.
Yeah.
I think that's... Like I said, I think that's how...
That's where skankton has become.
Men think of that word. Women, we use it. Think of it and use it differently.
Oh.
I mean, I don't use that a lot, but that's like the worst...
When did you use it?
See, in my book, that's one of the worst things you can call a girl.
Oh, really?
I'm a skanky doodle.
Wendy's musical. It's at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse.
Oh, my gosh.
One night only, Wendy Snyder.
Skanky doodle
dandy. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. Skanks Across America, thank you.
Skanky Doodle.
Oh, man, that's the worst show
don't
ever.
Don't embrace it, Wendy, please. Do not embrace that word.
No one called me that, yeah. But this...
No one's ever going to call you a skank.
Which...
Skanks for the memories.
Which news...
Which news guy was the one who
There's
called the...
There's a guy over at Fox.
The accusers...
Yeah, and he was a contributor, right. Yeah. And okay. He called the accusers skanks.
Kevin Jackson.
He's out.
KJ.
Yeah.
He's
I
out.
Mean... As he should be.
Yep. Skanks for coming.
Yes. Yep. Skanks for coming.
That's it.
You make me cry, Bill, and not
in a good way or a bad way.
I guess maybe I'll be a skank for Halloween.
But not a loose moraled skank.
Right.
A skank of high morals.
Yeah, I don't. There would be no Halloween costume. It's not. It's. It's a term to describe, I think, someone's character.
Who is one? Can you name a name of somebody who is one?
Yes, I can name a couple.
Who would you put in the skank?
I gotta go.
You gotta go. All right. That's fine. Let the record show that Ms. Pylak avoided the questioning.
Don't make me raise my voice.
We don't want that.
All right.
Thank you, Judy.
Are you good? Any other questions I can answer for you?
I think the rest can wait till Monday.
And I will say skank. It's like kind of one of my favorite words that I hate, but I kind of like.
You know what word I love?
Because it works.
You know what word is like that for me? Mofo.
But I think excuse me.
That is a great word, Wendy.
I get it.
That is
leave
a
it alone.
Great word.
Goodness.
Isn't that a great word? Because it sounds like a clown, but it's not a clown.
No, it's...
I love that word.
Okay, don't use it on the radio.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad word. That's kind of a bad
word. How about a combination?
You're being a skank.
A mo-skank. Do you like that word?
Skankful?
Yeah. Skank. Now that's a word. Thank you, Judy.
All right, bye bye.
That's Judy Pylak.
Are you coming over for Skanksgiving?
Alrighty.
That was
Skank you. Bye bye.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, we're talking like 12-year-olds. Maybe 14, I guess. We get teenagers for that one.
That was
one.
Delightful. Hey,
I'm waiting to hear the announcement. I'm trying to monitor in one ear.
I know.
They're sitting down, so go ahead, Bill. Whatever, I'll monitor.
I want to tell you about a website that I find so incredibly disturbing, and I can't believe it exists. But in the day and age we live in, why can anything ever surprise us anymore? I'll tell you how I found this website as a quick background. And then at some point, if they do announce that they're going to make a decision, just let me know. And we'll put this on hold. All right. So a little while ago, during the regular portion of the show, you're talking about Sarah Colonna. Sarah Colonna is a comedian and a writer. You and I had her on the show. Was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
3 weeks ago. So we've had Sarah on many times in the past. Very nice lady, very funny. And we don't get to cover one of the topics, and that is that she has started her own brand of handbags.
Right.
Right?
Clutch Women.
Clutch Women is the name
of it. .com.
Yeah. She sent you one. They're nice. They're very pretty, very affordable. All right. So I go to look at her because I want more background information. I couldn't remember the name of her husband.
Oh,
I knew
right.
He was a punter, but I wanted to find his name. So I put her in Google, and then for some reason, they mention her husband, and I wanted to see what he looked like, right? So all I have in there at that point is Sarah Colonna and husband, right? So then I hit, if you go to Google, you know, you've got one that just says all, which is everything about her and her husband. You've got one that says news, which is anything that's happened in the last week or 10 days.
And my favorite one.
Pictures?
Images.
Images, right? So I hit that. I hit images because I want to see what her husband looks like. So there's a picture. There's several pictures of her. There's several pictures of her and her husband. And then down the line just a little bit is a picture of just a woman's feet. And it says Sarah Colonna's feet. And I go, oh, well, that's weird, but okay. And then I look at the source on it, and it's from a website called WikiFeet, WikiFeet. Can I tell you what goes on WikiFeet?
Yes, but I imagine any kind of wiki is, like, there's a Star Wars wiki, there's probably a stand-up comic wiki. It's all things about that particular
subject.
It's like
subject an encyclopedia of
that particular thing.
That.
Yes.
Exactly. Right.
So this is Feet Wiki or Foot Wiki?
Wiki Feet. Oh. WIKI Feet. It says a collaborative celebrity feet website in which, when you visit this website, it has their logo, which is like a cartoon of 2 feet in the sand.
You know? Yeah.
And then it's their name. And then it says celebrity search. And when you put in a celebrity, it then shows you dozens or sometimes more pictures of that celebrity's feet. It's the funniest thing in the world because I know that people are unbalanced. And for some people, even though I find it amusing and can't believe there's a website devoted to this, I imagine there's a share of guys out there who this is a very exciting website for.
People have foot fetishes. Would you say more people are offended by feet or have fetishes? Because I would go have fetishes.
I would imagine if I had
to guess.
I don't
care about feet one way or the other. They don't.
They're serviceable. What they do is they get, you know this, Wendy. I've told you this in the past. They get you from place to place. And that's what they should be used for, I think.
Right.
In my opinion. But there's no, I don't understand the sexual gratification that anyone would get out of looking at pictures of them. And yet, there's a lot of people who do.
Yeah, but I don't understand the repulsion of looking at someone's feet either. If someone has sandals on, because I asked Bertrand earlier, I'm like, do you ever wear sandals? He's like, nope, I don't want anybody seeing my feet, and I don't want to see theirs. Mm-hmm. But like a well-manicured foot, I don't have any feeling. I wouldn't go, God, Judy Pilak, your foot is
right.
Delicious.
Please do not do that. Please.
But I would just go, oh, cute nail polish on your toes or something like that. Yeah. I don't really have a feeling one way or the other on feet.
Right. Right. I kind of see them for what they are, which is a part of you that serves a purpose, right? Your odds of getting anywhere without them are going to be tougher. You almost need them to propel yourself, right? A good invention for that. But it's weird to me that there are people who would visit this website and become very excited by it. It's very strange to me.
All right, well, I just had an address.
Elbows, on the other hand, that's some hot stuff.
I bet there's an elbow wiki.
Wiki elbow.
This address has been blocked, so I can't. I think I just got a virus.
That means somebody here at the station has tried to visit it prior to you and me.
No.
No?
I think I just got a virus on this computer, and it's Bill's fault.
It's not a virus. It's a foot fungus. Even they're so into feet over at WikiFeet that when you get a virus, all you have to do is spray some Dr. Scholl's on your computer. You'll be fine.
It really won't go away.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You just got me a virus.
Uh-oh. You're welcome.
Bill.
Well, I didn't know that. How could I know it? I'm just a young innocent just navigating the internet for the first time. I didn't know it was dangerous. I just know it's trustworthy.
If I log back on and this pop-up is still there,
yeah,
and it's shaped like a foot, I have a virus.
Why wouldn't I get one on my computer if you got one? You must have put in something else.
Because I was looking at Madonna's feet. All right? You caught me.
The singer and that, Jesus's mom?
No, the singer. And then when I clicked on the picture, it said this site is blocked, but it showed me the picture. It was of her in some video. So it wasn't even like a picture of her feet. It was like someone just took a video still when she was barefoot and posted it. And I clicked on it, and that's what happened.
Now the computer's broken. Who can work under these circumstances? Not me.
Well, it's too hard. We might have to report this computer, and
this isn't going to look good on your record.
No, and it's going to. John Williams uses this computer.
Well,
so does
he used
Ro.
To. They used to. Not anymore.
Oh, no, nothing's loading.
They'll have to bring in their own now. The internet is a dangerous place, Wendy.
All I can get now are pictures of Bigfoot. That's it. Everything's hairy.
All right, here's a question. If that was your thing, if you were a person who really did enjoy looking at people's feet, would Bigfoot be like the biggest deal in the world to you? Would you be like, oh, I've hit the mother load now. I just found Bigfoot.
I don't think that's
I'm not leaving this room for the next 6 days.
That's not a type of foot that a foot fetishist would like.
Oh.
I wouldn't imagine.
There's got to be a classification of them who would. There's got to be a select few who would go, That's the top of the heap right there. Sasquatch.
I think people are taking this stand. We're
all right.
Senate Judiciary.
This should be a good transition between what we're just talking about and this.
Well, I have actually a transition that I don't know if someone has texted us or Bertrand.
What?
But I'd like to know how the wives of these senators or House representatives feel about their husband's vote. So many men in power. What about those women?
It's a great question.
It is a great question, and I've heard plenty of women on social media and various phone calls on interweb shows where they just totally are dismissing Dr. Ford's testimony.
Yeah.
And there are some holes. I will be the first to admit that.
Yeah.
There is some belligerence in his testimony. The statements they each made really had me believing both of them and realized that being a judge is one of the toughest jobs ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, really, their testimonies, without the questioning part, I believe them both. I 100% believe them both.
But you, but that's impossible because their stories are so different that although both believable or seemingly believable, there's no way they're both telling the truth. Agreed?
Yes.
They can't. It's no way. There's no way in the world that they can both be right. One of them is not just off, but off by a lot.
Yes, I believe the judge has entered the bench. I don't know his name, and he was very nice to both individuals. He was doing a good job. His reading is not so great. He makes some mistakes every once in a while.
He's the older gentleman.
Yes, yeah. But we are awaiting some of the senators to arrive at the horseshoe-shaped table.
Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to carry the audio of this? We can, right?
Yeah, if and when it starts, we might be off the air at that time. It was supposed to happen at 1:30 Eastern time, which is 12:30 our time, and they must have had a good lunch going on. They voted. Pardon? It's going now. Oh, it's going now.
All right, let's listen.
All right, here we go.
It's before us. We got to make sure that we have a quorum.
Can I predict something? There will be a gasp when they read the announcement of yes or no. There will be a gasp. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know.
You don't think so? You think everybody will
Chuck
be...
Chuck Grassley is counting the members of the Judiciary Committee in the room.
ABC News.
As it debates the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh for the United States Supreme Court.
They voted on whether or not this should go to an FBI investigation. They're voting on this. They're voting on what they should have had for lunch as well.
Oh.
Somebody has some click clacks.
You don't see those anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Republican Senator Jeff Flake taking his seat. Here's Chairman Grassley.
As a point of personal privilege, I'm going to call on Senator Flake to speak. Normally, we would start the vote right now, but as a point of personal privilege, I would call on Senator Flake.
Oh, thank you. I have been speaking with a number of people on the other side. We've had conversations ongoing for a while with regard to making sure that we do due diligence here. And I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to but not more than 1 week in order to let the FBI continue to do an investigation limited in time and scope. To the current allegations that are there and limit in time to no more than 1 week. And I will vote to advance the bill to the floor with that understanding. And I've spoken to a few other members who on my side of the aisle that may be supportive as well. But that's my position. I think that that we ought to do what we can to make sure that we do all due diligence with a nomination this important. And I want to say that this committee has acted properly, and the chairman has bent over backwards to do investigations from this committee and to delay this vote in this committee for a week so that that Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, could be heard, and she was yesterday. So that's with that agreement, I will vote to advance the bill to the floor.
Clerk will call the roll.
Just 1 second. Can Diane speak?
Could we have a description of...
Yeah, what are we voting on? Let's see.
We are voting on the motion to report the nomination to the floor. The clerk will call the roll.
Wait, that's not my understanding of what... Mr. Chairman, let the senator explain it.
Chairman, That is my understanding, and if the Democrats could speak to it, if Chris or you, as we talked about before, that the Democrats would accept and endorse a one-week FBI investigation limited in time and scope.
Well,
that is correct.
Since you're the deciding vote here, we'll vote, and then if there's any sort of discussion, we'll go do that after the vote. Call the roll.
Mr. Grant, Mr. Cornyn, Mr. Lee, Mr. Cruz, Mr. Sass, Mr. Flake, Mr. Tillis, Mr. Kennedy,
Mrs.
Feinstein,
on the nominee, no.
Mr. Leahy,
on the nominee, no.
Mr. Durbin,
no.
Mr. Whitehouse,
no.
Ms. Klobuchar,
no.
Mr. Coons,
on the nominee, no.
Mr. Blumenthal,
no.
Ms. Hirono,
no.
Mr. Booker,
no.
Ms. Harris,
no.
Mr. Chairman,
aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 11 days, 10 days.
The nominee will be reported to the floor.
Mr. Chairman, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank my friend and colleague, Senator Flake, and thank you for giving us the time today to have a conversation. A number of my colleagues have asked for a one-week delay in order that there might be an FBI investigation of what allegations are currently before this committee. I respect Senator Flake's view that, in his opinion, it was best to respect your having given Dr. Ford the time to be heard yesterday and advance the nominee to the floor. But it is my hope that we could work together on a bipartisan basis to diligently pursue an FBI investigation within the next week, not for the purpose of delay, but for the purpose of investigating further either allegations made by Dr. Ford or others, with a goal towards demonstrating a bipartisan commitment to diligently investigating these allegations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Flake.
Senator Feinstein.
Thank you. I would support that motion. I think we do need this investigation. As a matter of fact, I sort of misunderstood, Senator Flake, what you were doing. I thought it included a one-week investigation. So I would like to support the motion for that investigation.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. We'll take turns here. Senator.
I love this committee, but we're not the majority leader. Senator Flake has made clear what it would take him to be comfortable on a final passage vote. But it doesn't matter what we say here. This will be up to Senator Schumer and Senator McConnell. So
it is completely up to them.
Yeah, and I think
Jeff
has made himself very clear, and
Senator,
let's move.
Senator Leahy. Senator Leahy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to make sure, because this is somewhat unprecedented, when I do agree with the senator from Arizona that we should have this further investigation. So my understanding is that during the week that that is taking place, there will be no action on the floor of the United States Senate on this nomination. Is that correct?
I cannot say that.
Let me say again, I can't make that commitment for the leadership. I can only say that I would be only comfortable moving forward on the floor. I'll move it out of committee, but I will only be comfortable moving on the floor until the FBI has done more investigation than they have already. It may not take them a week. I understand that some of these witnesses may not want to discuss anything further. But I think we owe them due diligence.
Mr. Chairman.
Just a minute. All I have said to Senator Flake is that I would advocate for the position he took, but I don't control that. Senator.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Senator Klobuchar.
Mr. Chairman, there are other senators as well who may be interested in this negotiation on the Republican side. And there's not really a set agreement here. All of us had already said we were voting no. It is simply Senator Flake working with all of us to say, for the good of the Senate and the good of the court, the American people deserve to have the facts followed up on. And I really appreciate his willingness to do that. And that is what this is about. This is simply about, and by the way, if Senator McConnell wants to go forward in light of that and we still have several senators that haven't said how they're voting on this nominee. I actually think this is very important, what just happened right now. So Senator, it doesn't have to have an agreement. It is one senator who's standing up.
Senator Cornett.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to express my appreciation to Senator Flake for allowing this process to move forward. There's some difference of opinion among us as to what exactly the FBI investigation would consist of. Some of us think it has been concluded and supplemented by this committee's investigation. Others disagree with that. But I respect the fact that not only Senator Flake advocated to give Dr. Ford a chance to appear in front of the committee, which was the right thing to do, but also that he's allowed this process to move forward, subject to further discussions about what the FBI may or may not be able to come up with. But certainly he maintains his right to cast his vote, yay or nay, as he sees fit, and maintains significant leverage that way. But I appreciate his support for a full and fair hearing for Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, as well as his willingness to allow this to go forward, subject to his...
All right, we are interrupting. At this point, it appears that Republican Senator Jeff Flake has requested more investigation, this from the FBI, in order to give his yay or nay for confirmation.
Seems like the right thing to do. It seems like.
If you want to hear the rest of this that's going on, we've got three streams going. One is pregame show and then White Sox baseball. One will be John Williams coming up at 1 o'clock, and the other will be the Senate judiciary vote, whatever is remaining on this. So shall we take a break and start our weekend?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's all come together, shall we?
That would be nice, Wendy.
Republicans, Democrats,
the Whig
Independents,
Party, everybody.
Foot fetishists.
The Federalists. That's it for us, everybody. Probably just for the week. We'll probably come back on Monday, I'm guessing. I'm hoping. That'd be nice. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tune in again on Monday. More exciting adventures. Bye, Wendy.
See you later, Bill.